Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back. It's hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio handling all these calls. Dr. Umep has the weekend off.
She does indeed.
Very
good.
Getting
a little family time.
Yes, yes. And thank you for that caller who reminded me it was acai.
Acai.
Okay, is that what you hear with that berry and that supplements? And you wanted me to remind you about dietary supplements.
Yeah, what people forget is we just say the word supplement. The total description is dietary supplements, okay? These are supposed to supplement, that is, be in addition to a healthy diet, okay? If you ate the perfect diet, you would never need to supplement it. That's just all there is to it. The problem is what constitutes a perfect diet, for whom, at what stage in life? Let me give you some examples. As we age, we make less and less acid in our stomach. pH in a young person is down around 2. I mean, it's really very, very acidic. As we age, we make less and less acid. That means we absorb B vitamins less efficiently. We absorb all of the charged, positively charged things like magnesium and calcium and potassium less and less efficiently. We break down proteins. We actually start digesting proteins in our mouth with the saliva, but then in our stomach with the acid. And so older people need almost twice as much protein to build the same amount of muscle as young people because we break it down to amino acids less efficiently. So the need for dietary supplements for optimal health tends to increase with age.
Okay.
The trick then is to know which ones do you need?
Which ones and how much?
And so what we do at Longevity is we do a study in which we actually measure the amount of 30-some different vitamins, minerals in your tissues and can tell you what you're short on and what you need more of. So again, instead of guessing, instead of just taking stuff because you read something about it.
Or my neighbor's taking it.
Or your neighbor's taking it, or you saw a TV show, or some movie star said it. We can actually do measurements to tell you what you as an individual need. Then your doctor can direct it. So we treat supplements much like other doctors treat prescriptions. Your doctor at Longevity will prescribe your supplements for you. Because they are the ones who know what you need.
Okay.
Just thought I'd throw that
there
out
there
for consideration.
Well, if you don't measure, you don't know, right?
That's right.
You want to know the amount that is important for you. Okay, we've got Pete back on the line. Hi there, Pete. Welcome back to the show.
Hello,
Leading
Pete.
Edge Medicine here.
How can we help you now, sir?
I apologize for calling again. I called a while ago, but I appreciate you taking my call.
That's okay.
A couple more questions, Dr. Mixon, concerning my neuropathy.
Uh-huh.
If my toes on one foot are red all the time when I'm up and around, is that something connected to neuropathy? And does that mean it might be beyond reversal?
It's worrisome. When you start getting that red, shiny skin, okay,
yes,
that tells me that the venous outflow from your toes is not as good as it should be. The skin is getting very thin. You're seeing the blood vessels through the skin more efficiently because the skin is not as thick and robust as it used to be. And so, again, this is a sign of microvascular disease. The blood vessels, the tiny, tiny blood vessels that actually exchange nutrients and oxygen for the tissues are going bad. And once more, you're the kind of person that I would love to see as a patient at Longevity, because you're headed for some really bad stuff in your future if you don't do something about it.
Right. Yeah. My doctor has me on gabapentin, but, you know, that every morning around 4 or 5 o'clock, that toes start burning there.
Yeah.
And I got to get up and walk, and that helps.
Yeah. The problem is that gabapentin doesn't solve the problem. Gabapentin,
I know, it's just a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's to treat the symptoms. Gabapentin is actually an anti-seizure medication that makes the nerves less sensitive to sending signals to your brain. So we're damping down the nerve signals coming to your brain. The nerves are trying to tell you, you got a problem down here and something needs to be done. And the gabapentin is to damp down the symptoms so your brain becomes less aware of the problem. But it does nothing at all to fix the problem. And that's where we need to go. Let's start working on the problem, not covering up the symptoms.
Right. Okay. Yeah, all I was just wondering if since my right foot is worse than my left, because I had knee replacement surgery, and if that has anything to do with that also.
Almost certainly. I mean, when they replaced your knee, they opened up your leg. They use saws to cut off the top of the lower bones and the bottom of the upper bones, and then they cement it in place, an artificial joint, and then they sew everything back together. The tissue trauma never totally heals. That's a big surgery. You know, it's a common surgery. They've got it down pretty much pat, but the human body has undergone a lot of real trauma, and I would not be shocked at all to discover that the distal blood supply to your foot is not as good on that side as it was on the other.
I see.
All right.
Yeah. So is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, once more, we can't undo the past. Your surgery you've had is the surgery you've had. We start with where you are, and my goal is decrease the inflammation and promote as much healing as we possibly can. Improve the blood supply, decrease the inflammation, get the endothelial levels, tissues that help control the blood flow, healthier than they are. Get your A1C down, get your growth factors up, get all of your anabolic hormone load back to where it was 30, 40, 50 years ago, so that your body has the tools that it needs to start growing new tissue and repairing old tissue. That's what we're after, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And is that done more or less by supplementation?
Well, supplements, prescriptions, lifestyle, diet. I mean, our clinic has a very comprehensive program. You will spend at least an hour with your doctor at every visit. You'll see the doctor 5 or 6 times that first year at least. We will do enormous amounts of laboratory work. Okay.
Yes.
We track it closely. But this is not a simple problem, and it's not going to be solved by just giving you a supplement or a pill. Okay. It's a total lifestyle with prescriptions, with supplements, with every intervention we can come up with to try to help you to heal and repair and grow that new tissue.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Pete. All right, this is Leading Edge Medicine, and Dr. Mixon's here using every inch of his brain power and computer power today. Dr. Umat is gone, so there you go. You got the questions coming. We have Julie next. She's calling in from Redmond, has a question about osteoporosis. Hi there, Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello. Yeah, it's a new diagnosis for me. I'm sure you've covered it, but I didn't pay attention. Mm-hmm.
Many times.
I've got three questions. The first one is I take a couple calcium a day and some Tums. The doctor described 3 treatments for it. I thought they all sucked. Didn't like any of them. My second question is I'm on Clomera Pro, and I cut it in half because people keep saying at age 70 I shouldn't be on hormones. And I take it to kind of protect my bones, which clearly didn't work, and bladder and my head. And my doctor kind of poo-pooed that and thought I should get off of it. And the third question is, she said the only thing that will maintain bone is the high-impact exercise. So does that mean, like, bike riding and Pilates or do nothing at all?
Okay. Let me tell you where I think your doctor is right and where I think your doctor is wrong.
Okay. Calcium and Tums, Dr. Nixon.
Calcium and Tums are worthless.
Okay.
Okay. The problem is that you are not putting the calcium into the bone. And throwing more calcium into the system is not going to put it into the bone. Okay.
Okay.
Bone is produced by several things. You have two different tissues there. There are osteoclasts and osteoblasts. The osteoclast removes, kills, and destroys old, worn-out bone. The osteoblast grows new bone. Okay. The anabolic hormones, testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, stimulate the osteoblast to make new bone. The estrogen that you're taking inhibits the osteoclast, so you dissolve old bone slower. Remember, bone is a living tissue. It's not like brick. It actually, every bone cell reaches the end of its lifespan and is supposed to die and be replaced by a new bone cell. You replace about 10% of your bone every year. So every decade, you get a whole new skeleton.
Right? I didn't know that, yeah.
I didn't know that, yeah.
You've mentioned that, yeah.
So it's a living tissue. It's not just a inert structure. And so as you aged, your estrogen levels were dropping. And that meant that the osteoclasts, the dissolved bones, lost their inhibition. They started working faster, dissolving bone quicker. You're addressing that to some extent by using your estrogen replacement. The question is, what are your blood levels? Are they high enough to really do a good job of inhibiting that bone loss? The other side of the equation you've totally ignored. That's the osteoblast. If you slow down bone loss, but you don't make new bone, you're still going to lose bone. Okay. Mm. The net effect is bone loss over time. You just slowed the loss. And that's why your doctor said it's not doing any good, because you're addressing half the problem. What you need to do is to get that testosterone and DHEA levels up to a more robust level. Remember, testosterone is the primary female hormone. Men and women both, testosterone is the primary steroid in our system. And without adequate testosterone, you're not making bone very fast, but you're still dissolving it. So we need to change that. Yeah. The other thing is that, yes, exercise, stressing the bone. When a bone is under stress, it sends chemical signals out into the system that says, hey, I need help down here. Grow me.
Help me grow, yes.
So you kick out growth factors more efficiently. Okay. The other thing that's happening as you're aging, your growth hormone levels are dropping. Growth hormone, by its name, helps you to grow new tissue. Okay. As your levels are declining with age, you're growing new tissue slower and slower and slower. So we need to help you to produce more of your own growth hormone. We need to raise your dehydroepiandrosterone. We need to raise your testosterone. We need to take a look and see, is your estrogen level high enough, or do we need to raise it higher? Okay. We need to look at the inflammation that might be causing you to have some bone loss, especially in your joints, okay? And to decrease the inflammation. And yes, we do need to get you on a decent exercise program, a weight-bearing exercise program, not sitting in the chair with those silly silver sneakers sorts of programs where you wave your arms in the air and pretend that's exercise. All right.
Need to get you up and moving out of the house, right?
That's right. You need to stress those bones. Okay.
Okay.
And so you need to do all of the above. And guess who in this area does this program most efficiently?
Longevity
Medical Clinic.
Yes. Yes. Is that helpful for you, Julie?
No, it is. It's a lot more complex than I thought it was. I can't just pop some Tums and... Yeah.
No, yeah. I wish it was that simple.
If I come into longevity and have all of that adjusted, then the treatments that she named for this, because they sounded awful.
Yes. Yeah. This is a whole lot better way to approach it.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
And we'll tell you what to do right after this break. And we'll be right back with more of your calls. 888-312-5757. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back.
My husband and I are, as you said, just right on schedule for falling apart in a very timely manner. So I do thank you for all your advice on the radio.
Hey, hey, Paula.
Well, you better wait for her, kid.
You better wait for her. No, welcome back.
He still, he had to wait so long for school to be through.
Uh-huh.
Short timeline in the young, you know?
There
really.
You go,
they
yes.
Think, oh, it's 3 months. How can I wait three months to get laid by this girl? Come on.
Dr. Mixon. Oh, boy. Hey, we're back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Glad you're here. We've got some more phone calls. But we were talking with Julie, who had gotten some information, and you were talking about some of that was good, and let's do this, but it's more than just popping some Tums.
It's more than popping
calcium
Tums and doing your Silver Snickers stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
And because your friends say you don't need hormones, don't know.
Let your friends fall apart on schedule if they want.
There you go.
But you want to look and function 20 years better than your friends.
Yes, you
Let
do.
Let them fall apart and you be the hot chick in the team.
There you go. Or the hot guy, right?
That's right.
And that's why longevity is here for you, to treat those normal but undesired stages of aging.
Yes,
those things, because there's so many things that can be done.
There really are. And mm-hmm. you know, people just, it's not simple. It's not a pill or an elixir or a treatment. You know, it's a comprehensive and very complex program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have doctors who specialize in this, because, you know, we can't do it in 10-minute visits, for instance.
No.
You know, our visits are a minimum of an hour with every patient contact, because it takes an hour to go through all the stuff that we're trying to do with you.
Yes, and explain it. I love that part, because it's like, oh, this is why I feel this way. And if I do this, it helps me so much more than in my 5-minute visit with my medical doctor who I see once a year.
Yeah, there's no way you can accomplish much with that. That was why I left my family practice. It was so frustrating to only see people intermittently for crises and just put a little Band-Aid on it and then see them the next time when it got worse.
Mm.
Just frustrated the hell out of me.
I bet. So. Which is why we measure, we find out what's going on in your body so that you can work with your doctor and make some changes in your lifestyle. Get out and move, exercise, and make some adjustments to supplements that your body is needing and missing, and hormones that you may not have had.
But then the big thing is, let's go through and measure where you are now compared to where you probably were when you were 25 or 30. And let's give your body back the tools that it had to work with when you were 25 or 30. You know, it's like trying to build a house without tools.
Oh, boy.
You know, you can look at the
plans. It can be done.
Yeah,
but
you're trying to cut wood with your bare hands.
And you don't know how to
do that. It doesn't
work
well.
No,
you know?
Not going to work.
I don't care if you take karate or not.
You know? That's a lot of wood.
You don't drive nails with your elbows.
No.
I mean, come on. So, yeah, if you're going to build something, in this case, you're trying to rebuild your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give your body the tools to work with that it needs. So lifestyle is important. Diet is important. Supplements are important. But so are those endocrine system tools that you used to have, but that now are sadly lacking.
Yes. Yes. Come on in and take advantage of the free health analysis appointment. That's why we offer that at Longevity, so that you can come in and find out where you stand. With a couple of tests, the blood test and an in-body test, the health advocate can give you an idea of what risks are ahead for you. Then you have an option of a larger blood test, which will give them so much more information. It measures hormone levels, your thyroid. So many things that could be a big problem for you down the road with cancer, brain shrinkage, sexual dysfunction, diabetes, dementia, heart disease, and so much more. Wouldn't you like to know now to do something about that so you can be healthier 5, 10, 15 years down the road and be stronger, faster. Leaner, faster?
Stronger,
smarter,
faster, leaner, smarter, sexier.
There we go. And much happier. There we go. Here's what you do. Take advantage of the free health analysis appointment by giving us a call at 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com, which is for longevitymedicalclinic.com. And click on the button, pick the clinic nearest you, Linwood, Tacoma, or Kirkland. Pick the day and time that work best for you, and come on in and get started to a healthier, happier, smarter, stronger, faster, and much sexier you, right? Sounds good to me, too. All right. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now. We have Ray from Yelm on the line. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ray.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Pleased to talk to you again. I went to a naturopath. I had a bike wreck a couple of weeks ago, and all this stuff's going on. He suggested soft wave therapy. And could you tell me something about that, whether it would be helpful? Swelling's gone down, but a lot of pain still. Muscles, your foot got crushed. Good thing I had boots on, everything. It's just, anyway, a lot of pain every night, especially resting.
It's my wife won't let me ride a bicycle.
Aww. Yeah,
no, you told me that. I've been real careful.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've had too many of our friends that take nasty falls, including her father.
Uh-oh.
The shockwave therapy basically sends pulses. Yes, yeah, shock.
Is it shock or soft wave?
No. Well, it is shockwaves, but some of them call it soft wave because the shock sounds
bad. Sounds scary, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they're trying to, as a marketing hook, they're trying to make it sound more gentle and kind and loving.
Okay, we already found out something, right, Ray? Okay, so tell us about this therapy.
I have a TENS unit. Is that the same situation?
No. TENS is very different. TENS sends an electrical impulse across the nerve, okay, to block the pain, to block the nerve impulse going up to your brain to tell your brain something has been injured, okay? The shockwave therapy, basically, it's a sound wave. Okay. It's a very high frequency sound. And it's got a thing that's kind of like if you clap your hands and it just goes like that. This has a mechanical device, electromechanical hydrostatic device that just sends this little pulse of water that pounds and sends a impulse. And it is technically a shockwave. Depending on how the transducer is made, some of them smart, some of them don't. I like the great big one made by Cynosure. It's got a head on it about 4 or 5 times the size of the older ones. And it focuses the shockwave deeper into the tissues and causes less discomfort at the surface. Some of the older ones really kind of bite every time the shockwave comes out. It's a sharp little bite. So depending on the model they're using and how new it is and how big the transducer heads are, depends on how much discomfort they cause. But by sending these little shockwaves down into the tissues, they basically stimulate the growth of new blood vessels and the growth of new collagen. And of course, the better blood supply then helps to clear out the old debris and the damaged tissues and the dead cells. And then the new blood supply allows it to bring in growth factors to heal and repair. And so Sometimes they're called sound wave therapy. Sometimes they're soft wave. Sometimes shock wave. The principle is the same all the way around, trying to stimulate new collagen and new growth of small blood vessels.
So I might check out this technician. He has a naturopath here in town. The other thing was, all the swelling. My ankle, it's like they didn't x-ray my ankle, but it's like got crushed in my good boot. You know, both sides are still real black and blue, all through my Achilles tendons and everything.
Yeah.
Just pain. The only thing that seems to help is ice and massage for me. You know, so I'm kind of doing my own little lay down of hand, so to speak, as the Lord would say, position me myself. And anyway, okay, so that sounds good. I'm going to give it a shot. They've got a sample.
It takes a series of therapies to it. It's not one treatment. You know, they'll set you up with a series of anywhere from 6 to 12, and you just treatment after treatment after treatment. But it takes time.
Oh, my God.
But it can help. All right, sir. You take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Sure.
All right. Thank you, Ray, for calling. We'll be back with more of Leading Edge Medicine right after this break, and we welcome you to give us a call. There's room for you on the line at 888-312-5757. We'll be right back.
We decided we needed something to make us feel younger and healthier. I didn't want to do it by myself. I knew that Larry had to come with me.
Since I've become a longevity patient, I just feel wonderful now. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Longevity is a miracle for us.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so in love are we two that we don't know what to do, so in love, in the world alone.
And we're back with more Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette Morgan, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio, taking your phone calls at 888-312-5757. And we are going to go to beautiful Bellevue. Linda is on the line. Hi there, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning to you, both of you, too. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you just fine.
I'm out staining my deck. Anyway,
awesome.
I have a question. I have a girlfriend who's been suffering from severe hot flashes for probably ever since they took her off her supplemental estrogen. She had a total hysterectomy in her 40s or early 50s. I believe it was in her 40s, and had been on supplement of estrogen, and that was working. And then remember the study that came out that said people that are high risk for stroke should not take estrogen supplements? And I remember you talking about it, and you disagreed with it. But I wanted to know what
yes and no.
You have changed.
No, it depends on the type of estrogen and the form. People high risk for stroke should never take an oral estrogen. Okay.
When
should never take an estrogen pill. The reasons are pretty simple. Look, when you were, let's say you were 20 years old and you were cycling and your ovaries were kicking out plenty of estrogen, right? But that estrogen trickled into your body over a 24-hour period. Every 24 hours, you got a 24-hour dose of estrogen, but it didn't all come in at once. It trickled in slowly a little bit every minute. When you take an estrogen pill, you may get that same 24-hour dose, but you absorb the whole thing in 20 minutes. So you take the pill, you absorb it in the proximal gut. That entire 24-hour dose of estrogen comes flooding to your liver in 20 minutes instead of 24 hours. And it overwhelms the clotting cascade and makes you hypercoagulable. You form clots more aggressively than you otherwise would. Okay?
Okay.
And that's because you were never designed to eat sex hormones. Okay? Your sex hormones were designed to be produced by your gonads, not come in as a food. There is no natural food source for sex hormones, unless you're in the habit of eating raw ovaries and testicles, in which case, you know, you can get them that way. But that makes a vanishingly small part of any diet I've ever heard of.
Yes.
So, yeah. So we use transdermals, where we put a hormone-containing cream on the skin that lets it trickle in through your skin over that 24-hour period, instead of coming in as in one big oral dose.
Okay. And do you recommend a cream?
Well, we custom compound the creams. We have the doctor write the prescription for which estrogens he wants you to have. Remember,
I don't know if I can get her to come to you. That's the problem.
Well, but then she's not going to get her family doctor to do it for her. That's her problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because he's gonna write a prescription for something that's pre-made instead of having the compounding pharmacist make it for her specifically.
And because you put testosterone and all those things in it then.
Well, testosterone comes separate. We measure. How much testosterone is in her system? How much is she currently producing? We do the same, you know, we measure 8 different hormones for every man and every woman. And then we customize the treatment based for that individual. And that's the way it needs to be done. Okay? Everybody's different.
Is there any research that I can, a research paper that talks about this?
Oh, sure.
That I can refer to?
Oh, there's lots of them out there. It's just a matter of how much time she spends reading the literature.
Yeah, PubMed.gov.
You can go to PubMed.gov. You know, there's thousands of papers published. And I would go to the 2010 or 2012 reassessment of the Women's Health Initiative study that was done by the Fred Hutch Cancer Research Center. And what they did was they went back to that original 2000 study that scared everybody, and they looked at what happened when you gave people estrogen without the Provera? And they found fascinating things. Heart attacks went down 40%. Colon cancer was cut in half. Mm. Breast cancer dropped by 30%. Okay. I mean, now they did, however, still have the increased risk of strokes. And why was that? Well, they took an oral estrogen. Okay. So if you want to do that, you want to pull papers on oral estrogens versus transdermal estrogens and the impact on clotting cascade. So you'll need to take a look at the clotting cascade in the liver with oral versus transdermal estrogens. So again, the reading is fairly technical. It's not the one that most people, it's not something that most laymen are going to understand, but it's important.
I have one more question for you, because I know your time's really short, if that would be okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Last week, I believe it was a rerun. I didn't understand that till today. Mm-hmm. And you were a man called in and he wanted to lose weight. And you came up with the fact that 50% of women, after they exercise, are hungry. And that's me. And so I struggle with being hungry all the time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know if you have any recommendations, something I heard about apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar seems to help some people's appetite. The biggest thing is fiber. High fiber foods or even just fiber supplements will often help. You know, fiber.
Well, I take popcorn. I eat popcorn. That seems to help.
Okay, well, popcorn, I would say Metamucil, FiberCon.
Sprinkle some of that on your popcorn.
Yeah. You know, the idea is that the high fiber foods do two things. A, they fill the stomach. B, they transit through the gut pretty slowly. But C, they trigger incretin release in the proximal jejunum. And the incretins released in response to fiber, enhance your ability to metabolize glucose, and it slows glucose metabolism down and lowers the need for insulin. And so it kind of evens out your sugar curves. You don't get the big rapid rises and falls. So it's not just the mechanical effect of the fiber. It's also the biological effect on how fast you metabolize sugars. So,
all the taking apple cider vinegar?
Well, once more, you are taking an acid, okay? It's hell on your teeth. It'll dissolve the enamel on your teeth. So, you know, be cautious there.
What about the gummies, the apple cider gummies? Would those be better for your teeth, but they'd have sugar in them?
They stay in your mouth longer.
Yeah.
I'd just rather get it down and add some water behind it and wash it off.
Good to know.
Yeah, so I'm not real big on apple cider vinegar. Some people swear by that it helps their, you know, suppress their appetite. But I've found there's nothing to beat very slowly digested high fiber foods. That seems to be the best mechanical. And then, of course, there are other things we can do. I mean, there is the injections for some of the newer diabetic medications that actually cause weight loss. They're being repurposed as weight loss drugs, but they're like $1,500 a month, you know, for one shot a week. Yeah. I say, no.
Weight loss. I just want it to make me that, you know, so you don't feel hungry, kind of empty stomach after exercising.
Yeah, and that's your biggest thing then is when you're going to snack after you exercise, because you will get the urge. If you're that 50% of women that get hungry from exercise, you just need to make your post-exercise snack a low-calorie, high-fiber sort of snack. And popcorn is pretty good. Just stay away from the butter.
I put olive oil on it.
All right. Well, again, oil is high-calorie. You know, a gram of oil is 9 calories compared to sugar, or compared to sugar that is 7 calories. So.
But that's right. The way I get my good fats.
All right. Okay. You know, limit the amount, my dear. Limit the amount. All right. Take care. Sure. Bye-bye.
There you go, Linda.
Yeah, you know, those studies, I often joke that God is male. You know, because 8 out of 10 men who exercise lose their appetite. We can use exercise to suppress our appetite so we get both the calorie burn and we don't want to eat.
Uh-huh.
50% of women have their appetite increased by exercise.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah, not fair. I tell you,
God is male. This was not a system designed by a female deity.
So. There you go. Hey, we're going to take a break right now, but we'll be back with Brian in just a moment. And we have room for your phone call, too, at 888-312-5757.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation at 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258. Dr. Mixon will be right back.
The thing that struck both of us most strongly right from the beginning was libido. Our sex drive went out the roof. It was like being 18 years old again. It was pretty wonderful. And it was something we had been missing for quite some time.
We're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Hope you're singing along.
I want to check that guy's testosterone level.
Yes. Dr. Mixon likes to comment on the music, too, that we play.
Those vocal cords are not typical male.
It's like, what is he singing?
Not go up there.
No, maybe he had his hormone levels taken down to an 11-year-old, perhaps,
maybe,
or 10.
Maybe,
yeah,
yes.
To get that high note.
I could not hit that high note at 3, I don't think.
Anyway. Oh, man. Dr. Mixon here, encouraging you to give us a call. I am, too. 888-312-5757. And we're headed to Kent right now. We have Brian on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Pretty darn good.
Good.
How can we help you, sir?
Hey, I got a quick question. I have degenerative disc disease. specifically L4, L5, S1. I'll be 62 here in a couple months.
Yep.
I'm doing really good. I can do a lot of stuff. My doctor says it's inevitable. Something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what is your opinion, doctor, on the stem cell injections for the degenerative disc disease?
Dan, are you listening? Call and answer this.
Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. We're putting up the bat signal.
That's right. He's my favorite stem cell guy. He's the one that I use to answer these sorts of questions. You know, I know Dan does a lot of homozygous stem cell injections where he pulls the stem cells out of your bone marrow and uses them to decrease the inflammatory tissues around your vertebra. You know, regrowing vertebra, there's two different components really to degenerative spine disease. One is the chronic inflammatory changes just from walking upright. You know, our ancestors were on all fours and taking part of their weight on the front half of our torso. We human beings, we walk upright all the time, and all of the weight of your upper body is on those lower vertebra, and they're pounded with every step and every time we bend and flex. And so it's very common to get a lot of inflammation down there. That inflammation in the ligaments results in calcification of the ligaments. And that calcification actually looks like bony spurs growing out on the sides. They're really not. That calcium is in the ligaments. It's not out in the open. But you get a breakdown of the bones just from wear and tear. The other problem that we've got is as we age, our testosterone levels are dropping. And so we make bones slower. The repair is slowing down. Our growth hormone levels are dropping. So the repair is slowing down. So you've got chronic inflammation, you've got wear and tear, and you're replacing the tissue in those vertebra slower and slower and slower. And so things start to break down. That's just all there is to it. Stem cells can help to decrease the inflammation and to stimulate some growth and repair. That part is good. It's not going to get rid of those bony spurs and the calcium deposits that were laid down. Sometimes that's a surgical problem. Sometimes you can just kind of stretch the foramen open a little bit with the Vertilift, like he put in my spine at L4 and 5. So he's got some other things that can be done to relieve some of the symptoms of just, in my case, 75 years of walking upright. Well, maybe only 73. I probably didn't do it until I was 18 months or, you know, 2 years old. Before then, I was on all fours. But,
So what was the gentleman's name again, Doc?
It's Dr. Daniel Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. Okay. And Dan is my favorite stem cell guy. He'll do an evaluation. Probably get your MRIs, take a good look, and he'll give you an honest evaluation of what it's going to take to help this. He's got, I don't know, 13, 14 orthopedic surgeons he works with for people that really need the surgical interventions. But Dan doesn't do those himself, and that's why I love his evaluation, because if he doesn't think you need the surgery, he doesn't have a financial incentive to get you to the surgery.
He'll try yeah. other things first.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. My thing is, I'm 62. I feel like I'm 30, and very active. And I know this is going to be, you know, creeping up on me in the years to come. And you know, like your clinic does, I want to continue to feel as good as I do. My testosterone level is like a 20-year-old. My doctor says so. Happy
That's
about
what we
that.
Want.
But this back issue is. It's one I really want to kind of nip in the bud, if you will.
Lynette, you want to give him Dan's phone number?
Yes. Yeah. Here's the number for Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho. That number is 425-823-4000. Okay, 425-823-4000. We call him the pain doctor.
That's right.
Because so many people, they'll have, it's usually knee or back or.
But he's actually a pain specialist.
Uh-huh.
You know, he first trained and was board certified as an anesthesiologist. And then he was actually one of the first full-time fellowships in pain management in America.
Wow.
And he has just really stayed on the cutting edge. And so he's got a whole lot of tools in his little, in his toolbox to use. So, you know, give him a call.
Good
let
stuff.
Him evaluate you.
Yeah.
I really, hey, thanks for being on the air with us. And, you know, I'm just driving over to a friend's house and I heard you and thought, why not call? And I really
sure.
appreciate you guys.
Okay. You Very take good. Care, sir.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Brian. All right. We've got the phone lines clear for you. 888-312-5757. We could probably get one more call in. 888-312-5757 is the number to call. So many times, like I have back surgery. I wish I would have known.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things like 4 years ago. I thought this was, you know, I tried the steroids. I tried the, you know, some of those things. And now they can't put a Vertilift in.
Because they've already altered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, when I was getting low back pain and it hurt when I straightened up, when I flexed, it hurt. I was starting to get some numbness in some toes. And, you know, Dan said, no, you don't need the stem cells here. What you need is a Vertilift. And so he took me in, made two little incisions about half an inch on at L, I think 3, 4, and 4, 5.
Okay.
And then, just slid these little Vertilifts in and cranked them open and took the pressure off those nerve roots. You know, the surgery was at 8 in the morning. I was home at 10. I lay on the couch and endured daytime TV for 2 hours. I couldn't stand it any longer. So I got up at noon and went to work, went to the office and worked for the afternoon.
There you go.
It was not a big deal.
Okay.
I took one Tylenol at bedtime the first night. That was all the pain medicine I needed. It was just a piece of cake.
Okay. And a Vertilift is kind of like what you were explaining and showing us here in the studio. But it seems like it's a little teeny tiny jack,
it's
basically
a jack.
For your
it's
spine.
That's what it is. It kind of slides between the vertebra right out by the area where the nerves are getting pinched. And it's got kind of a little set screw that he turns and it just jacks it open and pulls those vertebrae apart just enough to take all the pressure off the nerves.
Awesome.
Fast, easy, you know, piece of cake.
And you've had two of those so far.
Well, the two were done at one
Two
sitting.
Were done at once. So you are a little taller because of those,
I'm about
maybe?
Probably 2 or 3 millimeters taller.
Yeah, a little
than
bit
I
taller,
was, yeah.
So okay. All right, we're going to take one quick call here. We have Sharon calling in from Steilacoom with, let's see if I can pronounce this, ankylosing scoliosis?
Okay.
Something about the back, perhaps. Hi there,
yes,
Sharon.
The
okay. Good morning.
Good morning. My 49-year-old son has HLA positive B27, ankylosing scoliosis.
Ankylosing scoliosis, yeah.
Thank you. It's now affecting his hearing. He's had it since he was 8. He's 49 now. His posture is still very good. Of course,
good.
Everything that has synovial fluid has affected him.
Yep.
He hasn't missed a day of work. It's affected his eye. Fortunately, Dr. Lomas was able to take care of that. Now it's in his ears.
Yep. Okay, let me describe this. This is a genetic disease, and it's a birth defect. He actually didn't get it as a kid. He got it when egg met sperm. So,
yes. Thank you.
Yeah. That's when it happened.
Yes.
And this is a genetic predisposition for a condition in which typically the upper vertebra break down and people start bending over forward so that they can only look at the ground. They can't straighten up enough to see what's in front of them. So you say his posture is still good. That is wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah. But, you know, he's not getting the vertebral effects from it, but he is getting the synovial membrane inflammation. And that's what happens with these people. The vertebra break down typically. Anything with a synovial membrane gets a chronic inflammation and thickening of the membranes and decrease of the, so vision problems, hearing problems, sometimes salivary problems. You know, it's a total body genetic condition. I certainly don't have a cure. I can't redo his genome. And frankly, I don't know. The last one of these I saw that had a hearing problem was probably 25 years ago, and when I was a country doc. And those times, I kicked him off to the university to see what the smart people up there would say. And I have not even thought about this for the last 25 years. So wow. Really, I have nothing cogent to add for him, I fear. I'm sorry. You've caught me on one of those many occasions where I just have to plead ignorance.
So, well, right. I appreciate the call or the time, and we'll keep working. And he's still standing up straight, works every day.
Good for him.
And he received it from his father. So,
yep, it is one of those that often comes male to male. So,
yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Sure. Bye bye.
Wow. So if he stays active and keeps doing things, is that a good thing, even if it's painful for him?
I always say do as much as you can.
As you can.
But you do as much as you can without pain.
Without the pain.
Without pain. Pain is nature's way of saying don't.
Stop it. Yeah. So no pain, no gain. You don't subscribe to that.
I never subscribe. No. When people tell me things, foolish things like, you know, well, pain is just weakness leaving the body.
Oh, boy.
Say, you're a moron.
Yeah. that your body's saying,
pain is nature's way of saying don't. Mother Nature doesn't forgive you. Do listen to Mother Nature, pretty please. It's not the margarine commercials. Mother Nature is not this sweet little thing. When you cross her, she laughs and giggles at you.
No.
Mother Nature is a cold, heartless, vindictive bitch.
Okay, and look at the time.
If you cross Mother Nature, she will get you every time.
I was waiting for that.
Listen to her.
Yes, absolutely. Do not subscribe to that no pain, no gain. Wow, what a show. Another very busy show with lots of different topics today. And we will be back again next weekend with Dr. Umat along with Dr. Mixon. I'll be in Germany, somewhere wonderful.
But I'll be here with Jerry Berg.
Jerry Berg coming in to take over. So, yeah.
And I don't think Dr. Umat is with us next week either.
Okay, we'll
find
out.
She's gone 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, so it could be the Jerry show next
Jerry
week.
Jerry and Jerry.
All right, not a bad combo
at all.
No Tom
and Jerry, though. Oh,
that's right, no Tom and Jerry. Have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy this warm weather, and we'll be back again next week with Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you for listening.